When you look back on this last year, how did God work in your life or use you to work in someone else's life? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now, we're at the end of the year, and it's worth taking a minute to think about what this year was like for you. Was it a tough one? Maybe some really great things happened and hard things. But in the great and the bad, God is working for your good and His purposes. So let's take some time to reflect on it with today's Devo, Hindsight, A Year in Review by Rebecca Scott. A lot can happen in a year. A year can seem like both a long time and a short time all at once. Already, this year is nearly over. I mean, isn't it crazy? A new year is right around the corner. What was this year like for you? Was it filled with joy, grief, trials, growth, change? So many things can happen in the course of a year, yet it might be hard to see the significance of all these events until later down the line. But we can be confident that God is working in all things for our good and for His purposes. As we wait for the day Jesus will return to right every wrong and restore all things, we can rest knowing that God holds us in His love and He is helping us become more and more like Jesus. At the moment, you may not fully understand what's happening, but later on, you might be able to look back and see just how God worked through the things that happened throughout the year. Hindsight is a beautiful thing. It gives us a glimpse of just how much God is present in our lives. So, when we recognize the amazing things He's doing in and through us, it's good to take time to thank Him and rest in His faithfulness. As this year draws to a close, I have a challenge for you, if you're willing to take it on. Set aside some time and pull out some paper and a pencil. Think about this past year. What were some really amazing things that happened? What were some of the hardest things you experienced? Looking back, can you see how God used any of those situations for good? What's one way you saw God work in your life? What are some of the prayers He answered? Were there any events or circumstances that you now realize He orchestrated? What did God teach you throughout the year? How did He speak to you? In what ways has He helped you grow? What are you most grateful for this past year? What's one word you'd use to describe this past year, and why? What are you most looking forward to God doing in your life this coming new year? Take your time to think through and answer as many of these questions as you'd like. When you're finished, consider taking some time to thank God for everything He's done in your life throughout this year, and ask Him to bless you and guide you in the new one. May this new year be full of blessings and growth from our loving Father. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Chronicles 16:12, remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read 1 Chronicles 16:8 through 14, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, and Romans 8, 28 through 39 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're launching a new reading plan in 2 days on New Year's Day. If you've ever been curious about the Ten Commandments, especially how it applies to us as Christians today, then check out our reading plan about them. Starting January 1st, you can find them in the Unlocked app. Just scroll down on the homepage until you find the reading plans option. If you don't already have the Unlocked app, then search for Unlocked Teen Devotions in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, why we should serve others in the new year, even when it messes with our plans. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.